You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the equine network family.
Hi, everyone. Debbie Laux here to share more of Monty's concepts and wisdom about the trust and insight we can learn from horses and apply to our own lives. Welcome to the sixth episode, Reading from Horse Sense for People, a book that's all about bridging the gap between human and horse and discovering how their silent language can make us better parents, friends, and partners. I asked Monty why it was important that Dad included this story in his book. Listen in on his answer. So my question for you is, how do we help people learn to love other people so that they can do better with their horses?
Yeah, I've so often said that people are harder to love than horses. Horses really have no negative aspect in your relationship. Well, human beings do. The point is to treat the human beings in your life as much as you can like they were a horse, and give them credit for things that maybe you wouldn't even have thought about giving them credit for until you read my book or introduced yourself to my way of thinking. And when you compliment somebody for doing something well that you watch them do, it's a lot like taking the pull off of the horse and allowing the horse to do it, and then a rub between the eyes or something as credit for doing it. And I have a lot of friends in life and humans all over this world, and I have enemies that dislike me intensely, and I often stop and try to think what I could have done not to have them dislike me. But my feeling is that my intense love for horses was not something they could accept. And if ever I said anything that put them in the world of being a horse and me in the world of being a human, they hated me and everything I said. He's a nutcase. Why that horse didn't know that he was doing the right thing or the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm. Father and son. Harm can be done verbally, or by an absence of communication. Communication molds our personalities just as the sculptor's hands mold clay. If we find a way to come together with others, each of us understanding our mutual needs and desires, a bond forms. To acquire trust in a relationship is one of the most enriching aspects of life. But my own life is testament to the fact that communication between humans, even between father and son, is often flawed or lacking altogether. I was walking down Main Street in our hometown, Salinas, one day. I would guess I was about 10 at the time. I looked ahead and saw my father walking directly toward me. As he approached, I said, "Hi, Dad." But he looked at me and kept walking.
What's great about hands-on gloves? First, they remove hair beautifully. The nodules are designed to grab loose hair without pulling. Second, you can use them wet or dry. Dry brushing, bathing, shampooing, they do it all. The gloves don't slip when they're wet, which is a huge deal for bath time. Three, you have way more control than a traditional brush. Your hands follow the contours of the animal's body, around the face, down the legs, under the belly, over the hips. No awkward angles, just natural position. And, you know, the last thing is animals really trust them because it's your hands doing the grooming. Horses and pets accept them much easier than a hard plastic brush. They're great for young horses, sensitive-skinned horses, rescue animals, animals new to handling, and they protect your hands, too. We trust them. You can, too. At Monty Roberts University, we have one of the most comprehensive, accessible, and transformative equine education platforms in the world. Here's what makes it truly exceptional. We have over 900 video lessons from Monty himself and top trainers all over the world. We learn the language of equus on there. Monty Roberts University is built around Monty's lifelong work of decoding equus, the nonverbal communication system that horses use naturally. The university teaches people how to listen to horses and respond in a way that builds trust instead of fear, changing training relationships forever. You can learn anytime, anywhere. The platform is available 24/7 on any device, and it's proven gentle and science-backed methods. We solve real-world problems. The university covers issues that riders encounter every day: spooking, bucking, trailer loading, tying, catching, leading, groundwork, and more. Demonstrated on real horses with real behaviors. So come learn with us at Monty Roberts University. There's new lessons every week. We have fresh content that keeps the learning alive. Students get new episodes featuring Monty and guest trainers, special horses, and behind-the-scenes insights from the farm. Go to MontyRobertsUniversity.com. Come learn with us.
I couldn't decide if he had seen me or not, so I said, "Dad, hello." He was only about 3 feet from me, and he looked directly at me. I could tell that he recognized me, that he knew me, but he gave no response at all. He passed me and then turned to the left and crossed the street. Again I called out to him, "Dad, hey." I shouted loud enough the whole neighborhood could hear, but he just kept walking. I returned to school, hurt and puzzled, trying to figure out in my mind what could I have done to upset him and cause him to so deliberately ignore me. I harbored this hurt for many years. My father's recognition of me was important, particularly at that age. This incident was yet another deep scar on our relationship. In a sense, it was a small incident, but it reflected a huge coldness, a void between us, which I simply could never come to grips with. I did everything he wanted me to do. I intensely disliked being involved in his harsh, often brutal, if traditional, training methods. But I gave him any assistance he requested. During a confrontation years later, I asked him if he remembered that day on the street when he ignored me. He looked at me and said, "I didn't have anything to say to you." I let it go, because I guess that was an answer. By then I knew that it would achieve nothing to point out that I'd not been asking for a conversation that day, merely an acknowledgement of my presence. Greetings take little effort. Children need to know they are important to someone. A parent refusing to acknowledge the presence of a child is like a mother animal refusing to allow a newborn to drink from its udder. It is a refusal of life itself. Parents must take responsibility for their children's emotional welfare. The impressions of humanity they grow up with will mold them. For a few critical years in my development, I lived with the knowledge that my father had ignored me. In this case, the child's logical conclusion was that he wasn't worthy of a greeting and is rejected by his family. If a message of rejection is given to a child, we should not be surprised if the child rejects the family, and perhaps, in the end, the larger society. I had done nothing to cause my father to ignore me. I was a hard-working youngster who any father might have been proud to have raised. The incident, however, has caused me to view relationships with people with a degree of skepticism. But if the adults in my life didn't seem to make much sense, the horses were starting to make perfect sense.
For details about today's show, go to horsemanshipradio.com, where you can find links, photos, and more information about our guests. We love connecting with our listeners, so please follow us on Facebook under facebook.com/Monty Roberts and Instagram, instagram.com/Monty_Roberts. Many thanks to our sponsors, Hands on Gloves and Monty Roberts University. Be sure to visit all the other great shows on the Horse Radio Network at horseradionetwork.com. Until next time, have many happy horse hours.